together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The opinions expressed on Art Star Scene Radio are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. Also, this show is intended for mature audiences only. Hey, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Do you want to get some Indian food?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, I was thinking like some sort of dildar.
Oh, my God, I love dildar.
I love dildar.
If I can't have a panini, I'll put a dildar in my
exactly.
mouth.
Exactly. If you can't have a panini,
yeah,
might as well get a dildar.
Yeah. And when I was in college, like, filling out experimental, I would totally eat punja.
Really?
Yeah. Do you like punja?
So mature. Love it. Too much.
It's all too much.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio is Velocity Child.
Hello.
And Eddie Dunn.
Yup, yup, yup.
Pew, pew.
This is going to be fun. I had no sleep.
Yeah, I had very little sleep.
I'll take shotgun on that.
Yeah, are you the most rested in the room, Velocity?
Yeah, I think the most sober, too.
Oh, my God, it's true. It is true. I'm looking around, and it checks out.
Hey, I took advantage of that boozy brunch.
Yeah, you did. Yes,
here at Art Star Scene Radio, we play the ass party game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, could you please read that Craigslist ad?
Oh, yeah. Body Worship, M for W or M for WW, East Village.
What's that mean?
Male.
Man for woman or man for two women.
Yeah, you know, send his goals high.
He either wants a girl or two.
Hey,
he
doesn't gender is fluid. Man. Gender is fluid.
But this guy's not fluid about gender. He just wants all the women. Yes. Have your other lovers been lacking in skill, stamina, no comma, or intensity? This D/D free professional MWM, what is MWM?
Married white male.
Oh, thank you. Will suck your clit and lick your ass for hours. I hear that could give you a GI bug. Worship your breasts and feet. Sit on my face as I tongue
fuck you.
How do you
worship?
I want to send him a bill already.
Yeah? Yeah. I want to like edit this for grammatical errors.
How do you
and then also send him a bill for copy proofing. What?
How do you worship breast and feet? Is he going to like pray to
maybe
your breast and feet?
Yeah. Like, oh, tell me I'm a stinky whore pig and rub your feet on my face. I love your
like
feet, goddess.
I
love Jesus.
Humiliation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit on my face as I tongue fuck you and swallow all your juices. Give me a golden shower. Watch me masturbate and lick cum off your breasts. Anything goes. The kinkier, the better. All races and ages. Weekday afternoons at your place in Manhattan.
I've just realized this is my post.
It is, actually. Long-term service desired with the right woman. I mean, he's married. He obviously can commit.
Yeah.
Yeah. His body is fit. His weight is 170. His height is 5'9". That's 175 centimeters. You're metric. His body art? None. HIV, HSV, HPV? Negative. Status? Married. Drugs? Never. Smokes? Never. Age? 48.
He wants a free session.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
So here's how we play the ass party game. Every time we say ass, take a sip. If you don't drink, maybe like make take a little puff.
I'll take a little hit off the vape.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Take a little hit, off,
hit
the
off the vape.
Rub a little cokie on your gummies.
There you go.
Put if your you little finger in your butt tooth
I
knuckle.
Will butt chug vodka every time. You
there you
ass.
Go.
You're going to get shit fucked.
I've been butt chugging vodka for a long time.
If you don't drink or do any kind of drugs, then you're this guy. When we say ass, you would...
taste your own cum. Just a little. Rub it on your gums.
If we say asshole, take two sips. Or if you're this guy,
maybe jerk off and cum a little bit more than that pre-cum you just rubbed on your gums.
If we say ass fuck, take three sips or...
cum in a glass and serve it to your friends.
There you go. There's also the secret word. Say the secret word. Nobody won him last week.
Then you get Stony.
Stony the Bear.
Stony the Bear. He gets high everywhere. He needs a
fedora. That hat's got to go. He needs a fedora.
Yeah, Stony the Bear
or
needs a
pork
fedora.
Pie.
Really,
yeah, give
really
him a pork
shouldn't
pie
have a Christmas hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So say the secret word and you will win this.
Cock goblin.
Nope.
Titty fuck.
Ghost farts.
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Peggy, Barb, butt stuff, shithole.
Nope.
Cornhole.
I'll give a hint a little later. But if you want to just keep saying,
all right, I've got three more I want to try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shaka Khan.
Nope.
Flim Flam.
Nope.
Cross eyes.
Yes. No. No.
Nipple areola, masturbation, semen. Splooshing, splashing.
Is it fair to ask for a hint? Like, is it politically correct or is it totally politically incorrect word? Is it like a naughty, like can't say it these days?
Like fage.
Is it a thought crime word?
You can say it.
Fage is a thought crime word.
What's that mean?
It's like target, but it's fage.
Oh, gotcha.
I want to start with this. Don't use the express lane at the supermarket if you're paying with dimes.
Really? This happened to you?
That happened to you?
God damn.
Was it rolled
dimes?
I feel
bad for the person paying with the dimes, though. It's sad.
Yeah, they're not having a good day.
Or they're not dealing with a full deck. It's one or the other.
Full deck of dimes.
Bring your fucking dimes to the bank.
It's true. You can turn dimes into cash money. I feel like that person missed a step.
Yeah, but if you're paying with dimes, you're probably not going to walk to a bank and get it transferred in.
She was well-dressed.
Really?
She's not dealing with a full deck.
Oh my God, she's so wealthy. She's so wealthy, and this is how she stays rich, and we're making fun of her. We need to pay with dimes for shit.
I just pissed off. This is the express lane.
Wow. Well, 10, did she have 12 items?
20, 30.
It's 10 items.
She wasn't
or less,
that
number
old.
One, usually. Yeah. Well, I guess they do 10 or 12. Usually,
if she was old, I would have been fine.
How old was she?
She looked maybe 45.
Not old enough for this shit.
No. No.
You don't get a card. You have to wait a few years. Wow.
I'm not going to spend much time on this, but did you see the fucking State of the Union address?
I did not.
I did not.
No, I couldn't bring myself to go near it.
I didn't watch most. I watched most of it, but I couldn't watch
all
of it.
Brave soul.
It was not a State of the Union address. I don't think he even mentioned Puerto Rico. He didn't say anything about any issues or what was going on in the world, hardly at all.
Of course not.
This great American did this, and then they'd shine a light on this person in the friggin' audience, and this great American did that. And sure, people do stuff that's good, but what's going on in the fucking country?
So it was more propagandizing.
Well, that makes Trump pointing at other people and being like putting a light on them.
Yeah.
What if he didn't want to put it on him and be like, no. And I've done.
Yeah.
I did hear that he lied every 3 or less minutes.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know. That's an internet thing. So who knows what's true anymore?
Okay.
But there was a whole video of him saying things and then debunking everything he said.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. But who knows anymore? Nothing is real. I just want to take
I'm
apart.
I'm so over it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even bring it. Yeah. I couldn't even.
It's not even fun to make fun of anymore.
No.
Sheet cake.
Yeah. That's
I've been sheet caking.
I just didn't want to spend.
Tina Fey. Yeah.
I've been sheet caking.
Why do people get pissed about that? That's funny.
The sheet cake?
It was brilliant.
It was honest.
It was brilliant.
I'm ducking for cover.
It was truthful. That's why people got pissed off.
Right now,
we're in a society right now where there's going to be one person that's going to lash out about anything you do.
Yeah. And they're a millennial.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're lucky if it's just one.
Yeah. Because they have millennial friends.
Yeah, I love to watch on social media if people implode on each other.
Millennial echo chamber. I thought I was offended. Yeah, I was totally offended.
So this week we also had the blue super moon with a
super
lunar
blood
eclipse.
Moon. It was
super
a blood,
blood
moon.
Blue super blood moon lunar eclipse. What did you do?
Got my period.
Me too.
I did a really big old Rose of Jericho spell.
Nice.
What is a Rose of Jericho spell?
Well, Rose of Jericho is a really beautiful plant.
Uh-huh.
It is the resurrection plant.
Nice.
Now, hardcore organized religious folk insist that there's a fake one and a real one. And the real one only comes from Jerusalem. But that's nonsense.
It's kind of like champagne.
The prettiest one and the nicest smelling one actually comes from North America and easier to obtain.
And what does it do?
It's really pretty. It starts out looking like a dried up little tumbleweed. And then you put it in a shallow bowl. And actually, you'd be interested to know this, face boy. I believe it was my birthday present from the previous year. You gave me a Tiffany bowl.
Yes, I did.
And I used the Tiffany bowl for the Rose of Jericho.
I'm very honored.
And you just fill it up with a little bit of water. I saved up some rainwater because I was doing it with I was working with Oya. She's the goddess of storms and the sky and lightning and thunder. Anyway, so it blooms. It suddenly goes from a brown, dried up, tumbleweed looking thing within minutes into this glorious, fanned out, green, leafy, beautiful. It's very powerful. It's meant for resurrection, rebooting, recharging, big changes.
Resurrecting yourself or?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Is that what you got in New Orleans? Those things?
You remember?
Yeah.
Remember that? It looked like that little brown tumbleweed
when
we're at the Voodoo Museum place.
Yeah.
Yes.
That reminds me of
that's the one I used.
I think it was Marie Antoinette, the movie. Where she's like drinking the blooming tea. So it kind of does that.
It kind of does that, but you don't immerse it. You only put, like, I'm talking teeny little bit of water.
And it just
turns into this, and it's really pretty.
That's beautiful.
Until you said green leafy, that's kind of like my asshole during the blue supermoon.
Yeah. What did you do, face boy?
Anal prolapse.
What did you do?
I got green leafy. Got pegged.
Oh my God, it's been butt stuff.
What's pegged?
It's when a woman fucks a guy in the ass with a strap on.
Or a man, but it's a strap on.
Oh, that's called peg?
Yeah, yeah.
Pegging. I thought that was just called
And that peg. Was your full moon celebration?
That's
yes?
what I did.
His moon was full.
Well,
His
because
moon
you was remember
full. Blood full.
Yeah. During the eclipse that we watched, I did my whole...
The sun eclipse,
yeah,
solar
yeah, the
one.
Solar eclipse. Yeah. It's a time when you can... bring the things into life that you want. And as you recall, my mantra was health, love, prosperity, butt stuff.
Yes.
Butt stuff.
And it was coming. It was manifesting.
It was originally just going to be butt stuff.
It was.
And you're like, well, rule of threes.
What did you do? Anything special?
What, for the blood moon?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Nothing?
No, I wanted to. I started carving a candle last night, but I didn't do anything for the actual blood moon.
It looked more like the flute from H.R. Puff and stuff.
It did.
And did you do anything special?
What night was that? Because I did not know this.
I think it was Wednesday.
Wednesday night. What did I do? I went out. I stayed out pretty late and hung out. Like, nothing special. I wasn't aware it was the blood moon. But if I would have known, do you know what I would have did?
What?
Well, I have this tradition of just wearing cowboy boots and dancing to the Cranberries crying.
Naked? Oh, my God.
I didn't say naked.
Well,
you did say just wearing.
Only wearing the cowboy boots.
Which implies nothing else.
Now, the cowboy boots, do they involve the genre of dancing that you're participating in?
Are there
like a line dancing kind of?
No, I do more ballet and cowboy boots. Okay. They always said get ballet slippers, and I was like, no, I prefer to do ballet and cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you would do something special, Velocity, because you got that witchy thing going on.
Yeah,
And one of your many talents is tarot reading.
Yeah.
We're
going to
give Catherine a reading, and I want to do that now if we can.
Sure, yeah. I'll give her a 3-card reading.
Want me to hand you anything? Or?
No, what I want you, you're going to just follow my instructions.
Oh, I like this.
I'll make it really easy.
Tell me what to do.
So I've already set it up next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the little box there. You just want to open that up.
All right.
And you're going to take out the entire deck. So just put the box in your lap. It'll be easier for you. Yeah, there you go.
These are pretty.
Thank you.
Aren't they nice?
They're my newest favorite deck.
Very pretty. All right.
You want to put the box away from that cloth. There we go.
Why do you have to do that?
Because I need room.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotta
put them here.
I'm just being strategic.
Bad luck.
Here's what I need you to do. You are going to draw the cards to you.
Mm-hmm.
And how I want you to do this, I want you to think about it like this. Einstein theory of relativity is that, you know, basically we're the same thing as this table or this floor or the wall. Those cards, for example, you're connected to them too. So I want you to think with intent about your life and the things you might have questions about and your hopes or your fears or whatever is prominent. Mentally masturbate, basically, while you shuffle the deck and wait till I'm tell you when to start. When you shuffle the deck, and then when your brain feels empty, just stop. And then I want you to pull three cards out of the deck and face down, place them in the order you want them in. We're talking left to right, those three cards. And then I'll walk over and translate what you've manifested.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just the translator.
And can I do this?
You're doing most of the work.
Can I do it this way? Or
You can shuffle any way you want. It's more important that you're thinking. I don't want you to have to do anything that will distract you from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
I'm going to look away now.
Okay. We're all look away.
Sip my tea.
Edible Tide Pods. Somebody fucking actually made them.
Oh my God, finally.
They had to eventually.
I like that sound.
I know, right?
It's satisfying.
Like bubble wrap.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound you hear when I stand up every morning.
There's a company that has now produced crotchless jeans.
Finally,
ASOS company.
Do they come in black? Is
it designed more for women or men?
For women.
For women.
I had a feeling it was. I think it's designed for men that way as well. You know, easy access and all.
They suggest leather shorts underneath. What's going on? Edible Tide Pods, crotchless jeans.
They sound like denim chaps.
Paying with dimes.
Yeah, it does sound like chaps.
Yeah,
yeah.
And edible Tide Pods sounds like gummy worms.
Because you would wear shorts with chaps.
Yeah, but it's the front and the back.
The chaps
that's
are front.
Chaps.
That's
oh, are
chaps.
They? Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
They cut
right.
the front and cut the back.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've worn a lot of chaps, guys.
All right. She has selected her cards.
She's selected her cards.
Coming over.
Excite.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Yeah. Right.
She's 4 years old.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Allie's my cat.
Oh. Awesome.
I rescued her. She was an Allie cat.
She looks very similar to Tony. Similar-ish
Mirror
origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd been coming around. It was about 3 weeks before she trusted me. And it was really, really cold. It was the winter of 2015. It was horrible. There was like stuff we had never heard of. And I tried to get her to come through the door. But she used to hang out outside my window. So finally she's like, open the window, asshole.
Come
figure it out.
Window.
Jesus.
I'll be
I opened the window.
Soon.
She was so
I'm
happy.
Coming home.
I have an almost similar thing, except I haven't let the cat in. It's this cat. I named it
Shitty Kitty.
Yeah. It just hangs.
Oh, no.
Well, no. It's a very enduring name.
Endearing.
Enduring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you
endearing.
Said yeah.
It's both.
I meant it's both.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
She lives outside my window. And my roommates, they were like, we can't let her in. She's a street cat. And she wouldn't come in anyway. She's very
you have
scared.
To be a street
feral.
Cat, didn't you?
Yeah, but in I just moved to Weehawken.
Weehawken.
You're a witch. Have you ever been to Weehawken?
No.
I think it is definitely like a wizard and witch place. It sounds like Weehawken. That sounds like something kind
of
mystical.
There's a lot of witch convergence going on these days in the northern part of New York State.
Well, interesting. Makes sense. So who knows? Then maybe it
doesn't surprise me.
And this is the thing: there's a lot of weird towers in Weehawken, and then there's a lot of owl statues.
Oh.
Isn't that like a wizard thing? Like an owl?
Well, that's a Harry Potter thing.
I've never really seen Harry Potter. I do know they had owls, but
He's got the very hairy bottom.
Owls were like the postal workers of the Harry Potter world. They delivered all the mail.
Oh. Like pigeons.
In a way. Yeah, it's true.
Like Mike Tyson's pigeon.
Or in Game of Thrones, it would be a crow.
That's how he learned to fight.
So this is it's a simple 3-card reading, so it's quick and very packs a punch to the point. This is telling me everything. I'll start with the middle card, the Fool. In my numerology world, the Fool is the 22nd card, actually. And it's a number 4, but it's a master number, and it has a lot to do with producing what you've been inspired by. It's not like master number 11, which is the spark of creation and inspiration. This is like manifestation. You're like in full-on manifestation mode, but you're surrounded by these two cards. And one is good, and one is a little dark, but one is a very light.
Sounds
so
like
you've
me.
Got some balance happening. See? So you have Temperance and Page of Swords. And with Temperance, to me, is telling you that you hang on to more balance and you're going to like reap a lot of manifestation through this Fool card. Remember, he could walk off the cliff as you see in most depictions of the Fool. Page of Swords, though, warns you of caring too much. Don't listen to any gossip or rumors. Don't let anyone undermine you. And keep a clear head. And all of this will manifest so nicely in the next 6 months.
Ooh.
Your projects. So that's what I saw in the reading.
That's a good reading.
Yeah. So much better than the last one.
I know.
And
last
as far
one,
as,
me.
What, you
Catherine,
had a reading on the
gossip
show?
Or yeah, rumors thing, don't believe anything you hear about me.
Yeah.
She had a reading from Courtney Weber on the Tarot of the Burrows cards.
I was speechless.
She's very intense.
Yeah, I went into a hole where I was like, I don't want to hear a lot. I was like,
come
fetal
into my window.
Oh, no.
More like, I'm half the man I used to be.
But still,
take time. That's how I felt. I like that.
Face girl. Face do you have foot. That article that I sent to you?
Sure, because the internet works so great here. I'm sure it does. Oh, no, it's not connected. Who could have predicted that?
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Every time I sign out our sheet, I'm like, internet sucks my dick. I get like more aggressive every time. I like complain about the internet. Today I didn't complain, but every other week I complain about the internet. All right. Naked bank robber found not guilty by reason of insanity. That's a hard one to get, guys. It's a real hard one to get.
A very smart dude. He was like, I'll
rob
this
bank. Ahead.
If I get away, I'm not going to mask myself. I'm not going to hide myself. If I get away with the money, I can then say, hey, I was naked when I did it, so I
clearly am not in my right mind.
My right mind.
Yeah.
Nudity gets you away with everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, especially little sexual allegations. No, I'm kidding.
I stabbed 3 different people in my life nude, got off immediately.
Like sexually, right? Got off sexually.
I stabbed them with my penis and got off.
Yeah, sexually. The penetration is what did it. Yeah, a federal judge says a Florida man, who robbed a bank, stripped naked, and ran down the street throwing stolen money is severely mentally ill and can't be held responsible.
He should have put it in a safe place, not throw it around.
Wait, he threw the money away?
Yeah, he made it rain.
He's like the
stole
naked
money.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, stole money,
no, but
got naked, made it rain.
Yeah, but there's a reason why
he steals from the rich, gives to the poor,
there's a reason why
his dick hangs out.
I'm on his side so far.
Yeah.
All right, Chief U.S. District Judge K. Michael Moore found 26-year-old That's he's pretty close to making new, like 27 being that year. Alexander Sperber, not guilty by reason of insanity, following a 25-minute trial on Wednesday. That's fast, right?
That's real fast. That's Judge Judy fast.
This motherfucker's crazy. My ruling is he's crazy.
That's like a court time drama time.
That is fast. Sperber will remain in jail while receiving mental health treatment. Prosecutors said a dye pack exploded as Sperber ran from the Regions Bank branch in Fort Lauderdale.
So it wasn't
July.
Any good anymore. That's why he's throwing it around.
Yeah. Covered in red dye, he shed his clothes. Wait a minute.
Hold up. He's no longer crazy.
Right.
He's no longer crazy,
in
my opinion.
He was covered in red dye and was getting the evidence off of
him. No. I don't know. He should not have gotten insanity.
Hells no.
Without knowing that detail. Like
a red tie, the pack exploded on him and he was like, shit.
Shows sound mind.
Sheer panic problem.
Do you know that Dahmer could not get insanity because he used a condom?
What?
Yeah, because he used a condom, he didn't get insanity.
To me, that makes him even crazier.
That he used a condom?
They're not going to let him go down.
You're going to eat dead human flesh, and then you're going to worry about, you know,
STDs.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Even if he wouldn't have used a condom, they still wouldn't have given him insanity.
No, that was it.
You're going to like play with people's brains and then worry about
literally.
How long did he last in prison once he got put in
years.
Prison?
Like, I think.
No, he got murdered.
Yeah, but it was at least 3 years, I think.
Something like that.
Less than that.
I'll just have to look at my serial killer murder deck cards with the stats. Okay.
Something out right now.
Yeah, so he shed his clothes. The Sun Sentinel reports that Sperber told investigators a chip in head compelled him to rob the bank so that he could pursue his career as a comedian. Relatable. Relatable.
Oh my God.
I relate.
Wow.
What if, like, 5 years from now, this dude has his own Netflix special?
He will.
He might.
He will.
Because, you know, tragedy plus time.
I would watch the
comedy.
Fuck out of that show. I do want to take this moment to direct people to freedariusnow.com. Darius McCollum is one of my favorite. I've talked about him on the show. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's on the spectrum, and he loves trains. So he's hijacked some trains and some buses, but they want to.
I think I saw a documentary about him.
I love this guy. I'm contacting him because I want to get him on the show. And then his lawyers responded to me saying that
he's dropped more people off and driven more bus routes than right.
Like, yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, no, he's a great dude. He loves the trains and he loves the buses.
So he steals them.
Yeah, he hijacks them because they wouldn't hire him.
He brings them back.
Yeah.
He makes every stop.
Yeah, he's responsible.
He makes every single stop.
And he's filled in for MTA workers. You know, they don't want to do it. It's like, all right, I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. They shouldn't even be questioned if people are letting him do it.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah, so he tried to apply.
Why doesn't he just go to train school?
No, he did. He applied and they didn't give him the job. So he's like, I'm going to do it anyway.
Also, I called it train school.
It is train school.
Is the train school?
No, it's
there
not.
It is. It's like you're going to a college. You're like, oh, what's your major? Yeah. Train school.
I'm going to train school. My major's choo-choo.
I failed my brake test today. I don't know if I'm going to get passed.
He did do some consulting for the MTA. While he was in jail, so he didn't get paid.
Was it for the security, like telling them how they can tighten their security?
Well, here's how I stole it.
I thought here's so, because he knew how to bust in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So freedariusnow.com. So Darius is D-A-R-I, Darius. I think it's D-A-R-I-U-S, Darius.com. So please do check him out. Please do what you can. Write letters.
There's a kid. Maybe this is about 5 to 7 years ago. He had no formal training for flying a plane, and he started stealing planes. He stole
a child?
He was like 18, maybe 16 to 18. He would steal planes randomly. He was able to get them up and off in the air and fly them for several miles, and he never did a good landing. It was always kind of a crash landing, but he always lived.
He went to terrorist school. No, too soon. Too soon. Was he that kid that, like, there was, like, a whole news, and then it was debunked, and he flew, like, some weird
balloony sort of blimpy thing.
You're thinking of like Balloon Boy.
Okay, that's something else.
Balloony!
Oh my God, we'll never see those little shit kids.
No, we won't.
Oh my God.
Threw a fucking donut at me.
I forgot I missed them.
Somebody threw a donut at you?
Oh, there were these kids at the old studio. Yeah,
the old studio.
Yeah. Why did he throw a donut at you?
Because I didn't give him a cigarette the last. He's like 12.
This little fucker wanted a cigarette, and he was 12, and he didn't get one, so he hawked a donut at Face Boy's.
A jelly donut.
Yeah, he missed, though.
Oh, it didn't hit.
Yeah.
If it would have hit and splattered, you would have killed him, man.
No, and one time I was in the studio without Bass Boy, and the little fuckers followed me, and nobody was allowed in. We were locking the door, and the little shits followed me. I'm like, what are you doing here? I told them that Santa.
How long were they hanging out here?
They just were malingering all the damn time.
Yeah, and there were rats at the old studio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was never toilet paper.
Unless it was provided by Art Star Scene. And it smelled.
How big of a rat? Like a rat?
Rats.
I never saw them inside, but Facebook had an intimate inside. Situation.
Brooklyn rats.
Yeah, one of them ran over my fucking foot. Yeah. Right over my fucking foot. I did not miss that old studio at all.
I would lose my... You know what I do miss from the old studio, though?
What's that?
You know who I miss.
Oh, yummy, yummy plant man.
Lenny. Was Lenny?
Oh, the
is
kitty.
That? Yes, Lenny. Yeah. I miss Lenny.
We all miss Lenny.
But Lenny had left the studio by.
I know.
It lost its heart.
Miss him, though.
Lenny was a regular
Fish
guest.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. We moved on up.
Yeah.
Peas don't burn on the grill.
Can you explain Lenny? What was Lenny?
A bodega cat in the bike shop.
He was like a bike shop. He was the bike shop cat. He was a big, burly.
Guy of a mice and men. A
little bit.
He was a massive black cat, but he had that beautiful. Old thing going on where he was a little drooly and a little mangy and a little been around the block, you know, but he was so big. And
he'd seen it.
And he mellow.
He had a very loud purr. So when he'd be in this video, like you could hear him.
It was so good. Ben Taylor now has him, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, a photographer.
I'm so glad Lenny's still alive.
I know.
I was afraid one of you going to tell me he died.
Yeah, anytime we didn't see him, we're like, what happened?
Where's Len?
We can't do a show right now. Where's fuck Lennington is Lenny?
Steel?
I want a fucking memo.
It is time for our top 10 list.
Woo!
It's halfway through the show.
Goes fast.
This is, I was supposed to do this one last week. For Abby Hertz. It is the top 10 Battlestar Galactica episode titles that could be porn.
Oh.
Tell us what kind of porn it is?
Yeah.
Just try and figure it out.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Play
it's
along.
It's a fun game.
We call it genres. Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes plot points. Abby, I hope you're listening.
I hope so too. Number 10, Blowback.
Ooh, snowballing.
Totally snowballing. No,
that's when you put a girl on your shoulder and blow into her butt.
Blowing the back. Poofing her up like a balloon. Sail away.
Number 9, Flesh and Bone.
That's creepy.
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't even want to know what that is. I would not watch it.
I'm just thinking like really rough. Sex gangbang porn.
I think it's when you eat like a girl's leg, like a chicken leg. Like,
ooh.
Like, I don't know. No, you don't actually eat.
I don't think
leg.
That's a porn genre.
It could be like vampire or zombie porn, like flesh and boning. Now I'm watching it.
Yeah, like vampire porn.
Yeah, I could watch that.
Number 8, the woman king. That's femdom.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, femdom. Yeah.
Obviously.
Or it could be a lovely transgendered big-breasted lady with a big cock.
Oh my God, I'd watch that. I'd watch
crown.
All of these.
Wearing a crown.
Yes.
Yeah. And a cock ring crown.
Number 7, The Dirt Eaters.
Ew. This is some weird humiliation and poop.
That is so rusty trombone.
Butthole stuff.
Or it just could be rim job, straight up rim job porn.
Number 6, The Urine Drinkers.
Nope.
All right, I knew
nice
that one.
That is not a Battlestar.
Me last night.
No fucking way.
Number 6, Torn.
Oh no.
My favorite
that's,
band.
I've
double
seen
anal.
This.
Double
I've
anal.
I've definitely seen this. You've got your pink socks, your blue onions.
Or as they call it, what's the
blue waffle
penetration? Like the special
DP?
One? Like, no, there's a special name for it. Like outrageous
double,
penetration.
Oh, double anal, double vaginal.
Gonzo?
No, there's a specific name on Smut Network in the genre category. And it, It's called something like impossible penetration or something like
that.
No, right?
Torn is when...
Where you put like a million toys in somebody.
Oh my God, that's how my orgasm dreams work.
A guy's hanging out with a girl and he rips his own underwear off. Like, basically.
I'm all out of space. This is how I feel.
Or maybe it's just...
That's Magic Mike. That's,
maybe it's just porn... Porn starring Rip Torn.
Oh my God.
He's just throwing confetti.
Shows up and throws confetti. Hey, hey.
All directed by John Waters.
During the boot hockey moment. No, yeah.
Somebody's having sex and Rip Torn always shows up. Wait,
I would
die?
Watch that.
I would.
I would too.
Especially if Jess has like speaking roles.
I love that he made a career out of just throwing confetti.
I don't know this. That's awesome. I only know him from like some John Waters films.
Number five, Fragged.
Fragged?
Fragged.
Fragged.
Sounds like college
it
porn.
It just sounds so, yeah.
No,
yes.
For me, it's Fragged. It's Fraggle Rock.
That's what I was thinking, Fraggle
parody
Rock.
Parody porn. Nice. Which is weird because I'm 21. What's Fraggle Rock?
It's Muppet porn.
One of
yeah.
Those huge giants
furries.
Finally catches a Fraggle and like.
Oh no.
Jim Henson's like, Dark Side.
I would totally lick Jim Henson's Dark Side.
You got Fragged.
I'd give his Dark Side a rim job.
Or Fraggle sues you for sexual assault.
I like
you
it.
You got Fragged.
You just got Fragged.
Number four, the hand job.
Nope.
I wasn't even trying there.
No.
I wasn't even trying. Totally
hand job?
He's lying.
I actually had an idea for that one.
Ah. Yeah. What was it?
A spoof on The Handmaiden.
Ah.
Yeah.
The Handmaiden job.
Number four, The Captain's Hand.
Is that real?
Sounds like spanking porn.
That's when you're a...
I like fisting. There's a lot of fisting in this.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The captain's hand.
You're the whole other level,
you're
yeah.
You're the next level down from the captain, and you masturbate with your hand.
Oh, like the stranger? Is the stranger?
And you pretend it's the captain's hand.
It's masturbation porn via the stranger.
That's like being at a seminar, and they tell you to
but
hug
you
the person to your left
military.
Or your right.
Yeah.
It's how people in the military do it.
Military masturbation.
Yeah.
Captain's hand.
Military masturbation.
Yeah.
Captain's hand.
Number three, dirty hands.
Really?
Yep.
That's me.
Really?
Yep.
Dirty hands?
Yep.
Well, that's fisting without
that's fisting.
A number.
I mean, that's straight up fisting.
Scat fisting.
Straight up fisting.
Without a glove.
Scat fisting glove free. Get it under your cuticles.
Number two.
Get a manicure.
You are getting a manicure.
Number two, the ties that bind.
Bondage.
Yeah.
Incest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Incest.
And in a very similar vein, the number one Battlestar Galactica episode title that could be porn.
Boop-a-da-boo.
Tie me up, tie me down.
Oh, oh same thing.
They made that there's
different.
An actual
it's
bondage
different.
Movie
called that.
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't just
yes.
a bondage movie?
Spanish, it's a Spanish show.
You gotta get rid of. Don't think about the word tie. Think about
Spanish
up
director.
And down.
Tie me up, tie me down. It came out like in
down.
The 80s.
Suspension porn.
Yeah, it's basically the bridge structure.
It was a dramatic, romantic film about a guy who takes a woman hostage and
dramatic.
They kind of like fall in love.
I like dramatic films.
Oh. A dramatic?
It's dramatic, romantic, dramatic.
And you have germs and it's romantic.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a hint now for the secret word.
Mm.
And then we're going to...
Do we get guesses again?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
All right. Where is it?
In my
Waldo.
Butt.
Oh, my God.
Gay Waldo.
Let me know when you're ready.
Straight Waldo.
Okay, you want to tell us about this song we're going to hear?
Oh, myself and Devil Dave Sussman are in the process still. We're pulling together some fun covers on our own, horsing around, making fun. And this is Bad to the Bone, our version.
G-spot clitoris?
Yeah.
Clitoris!
Yes!
That was the word?
Yes. Where is it, clitoris?
On the day I was born, nurses all gathered around, gazed in white wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone. She'll tell right away I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. The bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more before I'm through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm gonna tell you I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 The rich man beg, make a good man steal, make an old man blush, make a young man squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone. And when I walk the streets, kings and queens step aside. Every man I meet, they all stay satisfied. I want to tell you, baby, well, you see, I make my own, that I'm bad, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
Shucks. That was great. Thank you very much. Folks, if you like what you're hearing and you want to support the station, you go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor this show in particular, this is the first time that I'm asking for sponsors after something classy.
Yeah, usually it's something real dirty.
And now for my song, classy. It's called
I'm so rarely called stones. Classy.
I love that you've got the one ear, the so one flip.
If you want to sponsor our show, it is tax deductible. And you go to rfb.nyc/.
S.
That's rfb.nyc/.
ass.
We could really use your help here.
And, give us your money.
Give us your money!
Go to freedariusnow.com.
Go to freedariusnow.com. No, go do that after giving us money.
Yeah, but give us money first.
Yeah, give us money first. Velocity, can you believe this? Soy Bomb was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I remember that. Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Grammys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Michael Portnoy, he was a regular at my open mic. And 20 years ago, he was hired as a background dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Or
like an person. Extra.
An extra.
No way.
For Bob Dylan. He, right like 10 seconds into the song, he tears his shirt off and he has Soy Bomb written on his chest.
He tore everything off, not just his shirt. He was like in his undies.
Was he?
Plead insanity.
Yeah, he was in his undies and he had the word Soy Bomb written across his chest. Yes?
Yes.
Sure it wasn't sex
and
bomb?
He was dancing wildly and frantically all around Bob Dylan.
It took them over a minute for them to figure out that this guy didn't belong there and to get him off the stage.
The bouncers?
Yeah.
He's up there for over a solid fucking minute.
Because you don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's one of
and Bob's. And the look on Bob Dylan's face, priceless.
I don't know what this is happening.
The guitarist was laughing.
Yeah, I would be. I love chaos.
It was great. And it was on the cover of every newspaper the next day.
National.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I got to
international.
Look this up.
Oh, yeah. Soy Bomb.
I love it.
Yeah.
And where is Portnoy now?
He's going to be on the show sometime soon. I wanted to get him, you know, this week because the Grammys were, you know, last week.
What's Soy Bomb up to these days?
I'm
Sake.
Not really sure. But
we'll
he
Google
does
it.
Have a, yeah, he does have a Wikipedia page. And. Yeah. That'll tell you a little bit about
what he's
doing.
Well, you pull something like that, you're definitely going to get a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Hey,
because everything in Wikipedia is true, guys.
Oh, right.
Very true.
Yes.
And yeah. he was like, you know, the late night jokes, people were picking up on it like all over the place. He was everywhere for a while. He was everywhere. Nutella discount.
Also, Soy Bomb was an episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Well, if you saw it,
he had a very loud 15 minutes.
Yes. Here's something interesting. Pornhub was up 50% in traffic in the minutes after the missile threat in Hawaii.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Did I mention that
last week? Yeah, oh.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Like people were like, oh God, we're safe.
So now they release a full disclosure about everything that Pornhub gets hit with every year. It is the most interesting thing to read.
Mostly these nuts.
Yeah. No, you know what was number one this year that is watched the most out of every place in the world? Stepmom sex. That one.
Wow.
That was number one. But then they also show you at what hours everybody watches porn in
at
different
what
countries.
What genre?
And how long. Like,
Stepmom sex usually like 3 or 4 p.m.?
No.
After school?
No, most of the majority of porn lasts from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's when the high volume.
11 to 2.
Yeah.
That's funny. Not for me.
No afternoon delight.
Yeah. I'm like a 4 a.m.
I'm an afternoon.
I masturbate in the morning.
Actually,
I don't watch
porn. It's never been my thing.
I got to get it on in the morning.
When I wake up.
I can't get out of bed until I come.
Nice.
Yeah.
This I know I didn't mention last week. Pornhub offers Philadelphia 136 gallons.
Of semen.
Of lube.
Nice.
Wow. Why?
Okay. So.
Philly's getting fucked.
That's so interesting.
I'll tell you why. Because
okay,
I've got an answer for this.
Everybody knows.
So when their team got into the Super Bowl, anyone know the
Eagles?
Name of the team?
The Eagles.
I'll go with that. Okay.
The spread Eagles.
People in Philadelphia like to climb up lamp posts and mm-hmm. shit. I don't know why, but that's their thing. So they covered
fucking
them
Philly.
With lube to keep people from climbing up them.
Well, they had covered
Makes
them
sense.
with lard.
Wow.
And
Crisco's
no
a
one
good
fucking
lube.
Cared. They still tried to climb up and then someone got
lard. You can. Everybody knows you can work your way around lard, but lube never.
So they're offering lube.
What brand?
Crisco?
I don't know.
I hope it's guessing pure. Crisco.
Or oh, Uber. All the lard?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably yeah. Crisco. It's probably the cheapest. Crisco.
Which is usually used for like fisting stuff.
It's totally popular really? In the fisting community.
Lard?
Crisco.
Oh, Crisco. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They make Crisco sticks too, which really aid in a bed.
Is that something you like?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pop that sucker up there like a stick of butter.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Here's some other porn in the news this week.
Uh-huh.
Porn in the news.
There's a school in England. And there was an assembly where they were going to watch Paddington Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
What could go wrong?
One or two.
And I remember Paddington Bear.
Instead of Paddington Bear, they played porn.
How?
Accidentally.
Why?
Oh, how? Shit. So wrong laptop.
That kind
Pumpington
of thing, yeah.
Bear.
Yep. Yep.
How long did it play before
Paddington
somebody
Bear.
That
before
I didn't,
they were able
they
to turn
say.
It off.
I'm guessing not very long, but they had to, you know, send letters home.
Like, shouldn't
parents,
oh boy,
your
you'll
9-year-old.
Have a lot of explaining to do, mom and dad.
Can't you tell from like the screen, like the like directed by Come Hard Shot? Like, wouldn't that give it
yeah,
away?
You should have been able to cut that off very yeah.
What
early.
If it was like mid scene? Like, it just
oh
came
my God,
on like
in the middle,
yeah, yeah, like yeah. full on finger cuff action, boom, right there.
What's yeah. finger cuff action?
It's where like a cock is in your mouth and another cock is behind you.
Oh, finger so it's cuff. Like Chinese finger cuffs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does it, do you get stuck like that?
Only if you're a dog.
Hope so.
Oh shit, we're running short on time. We've only got about 8 minutes left.
Oh my.
Tell us everything that we need to know about you and things you're doing and where we can find you, especially Fallen Woman, because that rocks.
Oh my God. Okay. Here on Radio Free Brooklyn, every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, I host Fallen Woman, and it's a variety of things. It ranges from very intimate interviews, storytelling, fairy tale book reading, and bizarre and trippy, unusual music, all geared towards the darker side of the female psyche. Fallenwoman.com, and I'm about to launch a store soon, House of Hag, on Etsy and other places. I'm entering a very deep phase of spiritual advisory, and I'm putting it out there, folks. So you can find my trade, House, HAUS, of Hag.com or Etsy. That will launch in 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks. Oh, I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah.
Because you've been working on this for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been building my arsenal.
You can also listen to past episodes of Fallen Woman on fallenwoman.com. Eddie Dunn.
What's up?
You got any gigs coming up? Places
oh, yeah.
people can
well,
find you?
I'm bartending at this place called the Ball Sack 5 days a week.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I wish no, that'd be right? so cool.
You it could be. I mean, the there's a bar
sack.
Called
I
the
would
pop.
Go to the Ball Sack.
No, yeah. I'm in a play called the Ball Sack. it's opening on Broadway. And then finally, I'm unemployed. There's nothing you can see me in right now.
What about in cyberspace?
Oh, yeah. Look me up. It's called edramrod.com. and it's type in, it's what I was born to do. And that'll explain it all.
Okay.
Face girl.
Yeah. Got a bunch of things I want people to know about. For example, the Iron Meal Short Comedy Film Festival is coming up next Tuesday. If you want to go and be in a future film, you can enter the Wanna Be a Star contest, and you can have an entire short film centered around you. You can also submit your own short comedy films to ironmealfest.com for a future consideration, and there is a contest. So I highly recommend that on the 6th at 7 at the Alamo Draft House, and there's a fun after party at House of Wax. And a lot of people have gone on from that to then go off and become famous. So it's fun to like hobnob with them, also to like get your stuff in there, show you're on the right track. Also on Tuesday, the name of this comedy show is Stupid. It's at the Mockingbird. That's at 8:30. It's 25 Avenue B. There's great comedy, great lineup. Mike Kaplan will be headlining. Josh Carter will be there. And a lot of other really great performers will be at the name of this comedy show is Stupid at the Mockingbird. And that's every Tuesday. And it's free. And there are $2 tacos, drink specials, and all that at 8:30 p.m. NYC Talent Show is every Sunday. And you get 6 minutes to do whatever you want at the Creek in the Cave. And that's 10-93 Jackson Avenue. That's at 9 p.m. 6 minutes to do anything. The weirder, the better. And this week we have Fritz Donnelly opening up.
And every other Sunday, you can check out Satanic Bingo at Bizarre Bar, which is at 12 Jefferson Street, not far from here. And that's Sundays fortnightly, starting doors open at 7 p.m. for that. And it's a lot of fun. We've got burlesque, sideshow, tarot, and really fun prizes. Also, you can check me out on Saturdays before this on Dunsun at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Yeah. What do you do in what do you do in between shows?
Sometimes I go home to walk my dog. Other times I go to Mexican restaurants and drink with you guys.
You can find all kinds of shit that I've done, stuff that I do, and all past episodes of Art Star Seed Radio on faceboy.com. It's all there in one place.
Yeah.
Folks, after you give us some money, please give to Planned Parenthood. They really need you right now.
Yes.
Please give to the ACLU. They really need you right now. Mm. And the Red Cross. Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. What'd you drop?
Oh, no.
You're looking
not
like...
Not your weeds mixture.
I'm making sounds. I don't want to make sounds.
Oh, oh no.
All right. I thought...
Also, check out...
I'm trying to be all sly.
I hope that didn't break.
FreeDariusNow.com. Check them out. FreeDariusNow.com.
And you can tune in every Saturday.
Yeah, every single Saturday.
Every
just
single
stay,
Saturday.
Park here and just hang out for the day.
Yeah.
Start on Thursday at midnight.
Yeah.
And just stay on the station.
Just fucking stay. Yeah. A lot of good shit. Okay, here's some stuff that we didn't get to. There's only 3 minutes left. Nutello discount sparks chaos.
Nutello or Nutella?
Nutella in a French market. Chaos!
What happened?
They had a big discount on Nutella, and people went nuts.
I don't blame them.
It was like a cabbage patch doll stampede.
Well, it's normally very expensive.
Like it was Black Friday dollars.
It's not a cheap product. Like, it's a little pricey.
I sometimes get a bucket for $8.
A bucket?
Yeah. No, it's like the big one, and they're like
$8. At Sam's Wholesale, you get a bucket of Nutella.
I get a bucket of Nutella.
Grumpy Cat wins $700,000 settlement, and I give a side eye to Allie. He didn't give me shit.
About Grumpy Cat?
Wait, Grumpy Cat settlement? What?
Yeah, his likeness was licensed for a particular thing, and then they used it for other shit.
Okay.
Who's
Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
I think Aubrey Plaza did like a whole movie with
no
Grumpy
one puts
Cat.
Grumpy oh, Cat in the corner.
Yeah.
Guy that portrayed Barney, you know, the little kids show?
Yep.
I love you, you love me.
The Barney puppeteer, yes.
Is now a tantric sex therapist.
Good for him.
Yes. Oh, well, that's shifting gears.
Mm-hmm. I do love you. You do love me.
I see the
cohesion there.
Yeah. And he's purple. Hello.
This happened
yeah, very
in,
tantric
sex
color.
And purple, yeah.
This happened in Maryland. There's a group of people hunting geese. A dead one fell from the sky and fell and knocked some guy out.
Good.
Yeah, he was hospitalized.
Fuck that guy.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I love it.
Do you remember when Fabio got hit in the face with a, not only once, he got hit in the face with a goose twice. Like,
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was promoting the Apollo chariot ride at like Busch Gardens or whatever.
Oh my God.
And he was goose.
A goose flew into his face and like broke his nose, and he like pulls in and he's like, oh, he's like covered in goose guts and feathers.
Oh, poor goose.
Yeah. Wow. Poor fella.
Poor guy.
And then it happened again.
I hope this is on YouTube because I'm looking this up tonight.
No, it definitely is. I've seen it.
You get to see him pull back into the roller coaster ride.
I want to see Fabio covered in
and there's like girls behind him being like,
Thank you, Velocity.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
And thank you all for listening. Future astronauts can eat their own poop.
No. That's a thing.
Yeah, they figured it out.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah. That's a good thing
to
end on.
What? Yeah.